A Finger Lakes family whose son was barred from school after being denied a medical exemption for vaccines is back in court. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports from the Yates County Courthouse.
The Schwartz family had a crowd of supporters outside the courthouse before the hearing began.
Respect medical exemptions! Respect medical exemptions!
Carl Schwartz says his son Thorne has severe reactions to vaccines. He says the family's doctor agrees. Thorne hasn't been vaccinated in almost a decade. Still, Carl says no doctor has found a causal link between Thorne's reactions and a vaccine. Thorne was getting medical exemptions that allowed him to go to school without his vaccines, until last year, when New York State tightened the rules around those exemptions. Thorne was no longer allowed in school. He's allowed back temporarily while this case is underway, and now the family is back in court trying to get Thorne allowed back in school permanently, vaccines or not. The Schwartz's attorney, Patricia Finn, is arguing that the state shouldn't second-guess a doctor's opinion. Judge Daniel Doyle asks her if the government can ever question a doctor's opinion on vaccines.
Does the state have any right to conduct an evaluation of a doctor's opinion that is submitted for an exemption?
Finn says basically no.
I don't think that the state is in a position where it can start drilling into every single medical opinion of a doctor.
From the state's point of view, Assistant Attorney General Heather McKay says the government needs to be able to set some ground rules.
If there's a medical exemption, in order to be valid, it should be grounded with a medical reason.
The judge won't make a ruling for a few weeks. Both sides are now submitting written arguments on the medical conditions underlying Thorne's vaccine exemption. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.